am I already playing St. Patrick's Day music? Feels like I was just playing Christmas music yesterday. And here we are. We've got St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. This is always that time of year where I find myself playing the Dubliners radio station on Pandora. I like listening to those guys. Ronnie Drew, Luke Kelly, that whole gang. They're just a phenomenal group. They're the epitome of Irish music as far as I'm concerned. So, bidding you a happy St. Patrick's Day forthcoming. Whatever you choose to do this coming Sunday, just be safe. Enjoy. My goodness, what a week it has been. I didn't even mention last week about the State of the Union address that the Resident-in-Chief gave on Thursday. In fact, if we're going to be talking about the State of the Union, we might as well just go ahead and lead off with this week's Gaslighting of the Week. So for this week's Gaslighting of the Week, it is simply the entire State of the Union address. I actually forced myself to listen to the State of the Union address in its entirety. Joe Biden managed to fumble and mumble his way entirely through the speech. Democrats are lauding it as the greatest speech ever spoken by the world's greatest orator. All I heard was a bunch of semi-coherent mumbling. It's always amazing to me because his supporters always seem to laud him, clap, and cheer. And I'm simply trying to figure out what in the world it is that he just said. You know, and I'm like, what did he just say? And they're already halfway through praising him for uttering the greatest sentence ever spoken. It's absolutely amazing to me. He was basically giving a verbal tongue lashing to the U.S. Supreme Court for what they did with the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And he starts saying that you're about to find out. And it was about halfway through that half of the people in the House of Representatives chamber just start going absolutely nuts. I'm saying, what did he just say? Anyway, part of the State of the Union was MGT, Marjorie Taylor Greene, confronting him because she wanted him to say the name of Laken Riley, which, if you are not familiar, she was a student at the University of Georgia. She was a nursing student, from what I understand. And she was killed while she was out running early one morning by an illegal alien. And Biden, midway through the speech, referenced Laken Riley. It sounds like he called her Lincoln Riley, which, of course, is a football coach. But he admitted that she was killed by an illegal. Now, subsequently, Biden went on an MSNBC program and apologized for using the term illegal and said, I should have said undocumented.
I noticed the look of surprise on your face when you walked into the chamber and you saw Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. It was priceless. You feigned shock at seeing her. But during your response to her heckling of you, you used the word illegal when talking about the man who allegedly killed Laken Riley.
An undocumented person. And I shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. And look, when I spoke about the difference between Trump and me, one of the things I talked about on the border was that the way he talks about vermin, the way he talks about these people polluting the blood. I talked about what I'm not going to do, what I won't do. I'm not going to treat any of these people with disrespect. Look, they built the country. The reason our economy is growing. We have to control the border and more orderly flow, but I don't share his view at all.
So you regret using that word?
Yes.
And that is our commander-in-chief apologizing to the murderer / anyone who might be offended by the term illegal, even though that is precisely what he is, apologizing for that, as opposed to his policies that allowed this guy to be in our country to begin with, to then subsequently bash the head in of a Georgia student who had a very promising life ahead of her. That is our commander-in-chief. But he went on to say, interestingly enough, he started off the State of the Union address talking about Ukraine. Ukraine, Ukraine, we gotta funnel more money to Ukraine. They don't have enough money yet. So it was more like the State of the Ukrainian Union as opposed to the state of our own union, right? But anyway, that is this week's Gaslighting of the Week, the State of the Union address with the resident-in-chief, Joseph R. Biden. God willing, it will be his last. So how's everyone adjusting to the daylight savings time starting this past weekend? It never ceases to amaze me. I always hear somebody say, I thought we got rid of that. Thought we weren't going to do daylight savings time anymore. Oh, no. You're thinking of one or two politicians who say that they're going to end it, but they never actually do. So they just keep this thing in place, and twice a year, you have to mess with all of your clocks and have your circadian rhythm completely thrown off. There's absolutely no reason to have this anymore. None whatsoever. And yet they keep it in place. The government, they're always 50 years behind on everything. So we still have daylight savings time yet again. We just had an hour robbed from us. And to me, we just all need to collectively stop honoring it. They can say, yeah, it's time for daylight saving, but just don't do it. Just don't do it. Just keep the just keep the old time. Keep what it was the day before and stop moving our clocks. Just don't honor it anymore. I think that's the only way we're going to get around this is if we just stop doing it. Don't do daylight savings time anymore. Ever. All right. So now we are officially at the 4-year anniversary of the 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Remember that phrase? Flatten the curve. We must do all this for 2 weeks in order to flatten the curve of people going to the hospital. And the 2 weeks turned into 3 weeks, and then it turned into 4 weeks, and then it turned into 2 months, and then 3 months, and then 6 months, and then a year, and then 2 years. I remember our own governor, he issued the mask mandate policy, but he just did it for 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, he re-upped it for another 30 days. And then at the end of that, he'd re-up it for another. And it became this running joke with me. I don't know how many months in a row he did this stupid thing, but I just turned it into a joke because you knew it was absolute garbage. It wasn't just for 30 days. It's just the 30-day package, the 30-day window just sounds so much nicer than, you know, a year and 3 months of a mask mandate. So we've reached the 4-year mark of this madness, and you still see people driving around by them lonesome selves wearing a mask in their cars. Logic has long since been jettisoned and thrown out the window from such folk. I always want to ask them, from what are you protecting yourself? And of course, there's not going to be any kind of a rational response. It's just, it makes them feel safer. And so we let those people feel safer by wearing their masks in their car alone. It is quite a spectacle. It makes one pause and think, why? But you just have to let them be. So 4 years since then. It's really kind of hard to believe, in all honesty. The number of people who are continuing to get boosted is fallen dramatically. I think it's now in the single digits because people at an aggregate level, at a collective, finally realize those things don't work. And they're seeing the adverse reactions that are taking place. The turbo cans, I don't want to get into it. I don't want to get into it. But they really tried to pawn off onto society that this was going to be the new normal. And they pounded that phrase home day in and day out. This is the new normal. You're not going to be hanging out with human beings anymore. You're not going to be shaking people's hands anymore. If you're really going to live on the edge, you're going to fist bump somebody, and that's it. Long gone are the days of handshakes. It's all in the past of people hanging around and having barbecues and going to family gatherings. That's not going to happen anymore. It's really kind of surreal to think all the crap that people went through. All the people that died in the early stages of that nonsense, and you couldn't even go to their funeral. They couldn't. You had people that died alone and couldn't see their loved ones because we were playing plandemic. We couldn't be near one another. I don't want to rehash all of that stuff. It's just, it's amazing that we're 4 years out. May we never, ever go back to that ever again. Because you know they would do it in a heartbeat if they could try it. If they could try it and get away with it again, and specifically at this point in time, because we know what is going on this year. We know what's taking place in November, wink, wink. And if they could pull off another plandemic, they would do it yesterday. And that's just a reminder to be aware and to be on guard and to be ready for anything that they may try to throw at us here in 2024. All right, so let's go ahead and kick off this week's current Trump thing. All right, for this week's current Trump thing, I believe Trump is getting ready to go back to Florida for the, let's see, what's going, what are they doing in Florida to him? That is the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago case. Got to remember what is going on in which state. So I believe he's going back to Florida for the classified documents thing. So that's getting ready to be the current Trump thing. Also, to kind of branch out from that a little bit, Trump put a truth, I think they call it a truth, on Truth Social. He posted about Jimmy Kimmel as being the host. He was the host of the Oscars this past weekend. And Trump sent out a truth, putting Kimmel in not so good of a light, being the host of the Oscars this past Sunday night. But Kimmel couldn't even hold back. But instead of ignoring it, Kimmel had to address it, not by responding to him. He actually read the truth live on air at the Oscars. Now, I didn't watch the Oscars. I never tune into that because it's just garbage to me now. I used to watch the Oscars, the Academy Awards, every year. Now, apparently, you've got naked men being strolled out on stage. How do you let your kids watch that show, honestly? You just having grown adults being brought out naked on stage. It's amazing how far we've fallen in this country. But anyway, I digress. So Kimmel reads the truth live on air. In fact, let's go ahead and do the soundbite of Jimmy Kimmel reading President Trump's truth live at the Oscars.
I just got a review and... Has there ever been a worse host than Jimmy Kimmel at the Oscars? His opening was that of a less than average person trying too hard to be something which he is not and never can be. Get rid of Kimmel and perhaps replace him with another washed up but cheap ABC talent. See if you can guess which former president just posted that on Truth. Anyone? No? Well, thank you, President Trump. Thank you for watching. I'm surprised you're still... Isn't it past your jail time?
Now, Hollywood, the left, they're just absolutely obsessed with Trump going to jail. It doesn't matter what he did, or in this case, did not do. They just want him to go to jail. Doesn't matter for what, they just want him in jail. But it's really fascinating to me that Kimmel had to read... He couldn't ignore it. He couldn't wait and respond later. He had to read this live at the Academy Awards. Trump really gets under the skin or under the scales of these entities. I find it absolutely fascinating, but that is this week's current Trump thing. Goodness, I almost forgot to mention, this happened right after I published last week's podcast episode, Nikki Haley has finally decided to get out of the GOP primary race. I guess her handlers finally permitted her to be cut loose, and she is no longer the designated Plan B. So pretty much now you have Trump against whoever the rats will be running in their designated slot in 2024. We don't know who it's going to be. I still say Big Mike is still my leading candidate here, folks. I know that his office said that it's not going to be him, but that's still number one for me. Michelle Obama is very much still a viable candidate in this host's opinion. But of course, you've got Mr. Gavin, greasy, unctuous Gavin Newsom from California. Will Joe Biden even cross the finish line of 2024? We don't know. We were trying to figure out what kind of drugs he was on for the State of the Union address. What you had to get that guy on to even make it through 90 minutes of standing there and actually being semi-coherent. Whatever it was, it must have been powerful. But anyway, Nikki Haley is now officially out of the 2024 presidential race. All right, so I just had this article come through to me yesterday. This would be on Monday. And of course, I've got the article linked in the podcast description. From Epoch Times, Biden proposes $7.3 trillion budget with progressive tax hikes for corporations and billionaires. So what this package has is it's going to hike up the corporate tax rate to 28% from the current 21%. It also proposes increasing the corporate minimum tax rate to 21% from 15%. It doesn't take an economic guru to figure out this spells absolute disaster. When you put tax rate increases on top of inflation, this is just economic disaster. What do you think happens? Now, of course, this is the wealthy people that have to do with it. These are corporate tax rates. What do you think happens to corporate tax rate increases? That always trickles down to everybody else, whether it's in the form of being laid off. Do you think corporations are going to take that tax burden on solely themselves? Heck no! They're going to pass along that tax burden into increased costs of whatever good or service they're selling. And that's going to come down to you, the consumer. But it always sounds better, right? When it's the wealthy. It's the wealthy and it's the corporations that are taking the increase. So a $7.3 trillion budget from sleepy, clueless Joe. This would be absolute disaster. Let's hope this doesn't clear Congress, but we shall see. Again, we've got the article linked in the podcast description. I always want to try to end on a high note, on a positive, with all the garbage and chaos and nonsense going on in the world. I see people around me waking up every single day, people that I didn't think would be tuned in to seeing through the bleakness and the insanity that is going on. They're rising above it, and they're seeing that we're being run by demons, literal demons, that are trying to control every facet of our lives and what we can think and feel and say and convey to other human beings. The big secret of it all, ladies and gentlemen, is that their power is derived solely from a house of cards. It relies on the collective being ignorant and complacent and asleep. And when people wake up, they overpower this. The light overcomes the darkness, and that's exactly what we're seeing play out in real time today. The darkness has to flee when the light is brought to them, and that is what is happening. These people have a lot of wealth. They have a lot of control. They have a lot of puppets on their strings. But as more and more people wake up to what's truly going on, their power is being eradicated. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 24 of Clown World Matrix is now in the bag. My name is Gabriel, and I thank you for tuning in to this week's episode. I want to give a shout out to a new sponsor of the podcast, Dini. Thank you so much for your support. It is very much appreciated. And thank you to the continued sponsors that we have had for a while now. You know who you are. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your commitment and support to Clown World Matrix is so dearly appreciated. It allows me to continue producing these week after week. So thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful St. Patrick's Day this coming weekend. And we'll play out with a little Irish music here. I hope you have a wonderful week ahead, and I will see you next time.